This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, look out! It's the DJV Experience with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen here working on cures for all kinds of problems. Yesterday I got stopped, but I managed to talk. I was doing 94 miles an hour on the Mass Turnpike trying to get back here for a meeting last night. And I have found this car that I have. Man, I've always been a fast driver. I don't drive fast in a truck, but when I get into it, this car has like 500 horsepower. It's ridiculous. So they put these.
How'd you beat the ticket?
And I talked nicely to the person who was finding what I was doing offensive.
Did you show a little leg?
Yeah, I was going to say you flashed a little chest.
Did you cry? What exactly did you say? Because I've never been pulled over for speeding. So how does one talk themselves out of it?
I actually told a little white story.
Someone was in the hospital?
No, I had. I told him that I'd been stopped already and he didn't ask me for any proof of it. I recalled, I don't know why this came into my mind, but as I was being pulled over, I remembered something that happened to me about 20 years ago. And the reason I remembered it is because over the weekend I was doing my taxes. Try to follow the story here.
Okay.
Follow the bouncing ball. Over the weekend I'm doing my taxes. This is the first time I have done taxes in this house, because last year when I moved, I had all of the stuff, and so now I'm going through bunches of boxes of paper and records, and I found this whole box with all my old traffic tickets in it. And believe me, I used to have a lot of traffic tickets. And I'm looking at one now that happened on Route 9 in Wellesley, Massachusetts in 1997. And so as I'm being pulled over, my mind is going, okay, what kind of story can I tell this guy? So I said to him, this is not indicative of what kind of a rotten SOB I am, I hope. But it was just quick. I was being, quick on my feet. I said I had been stopped earlier, and I was in a big hurry because I had a very important meeting I had to get to, which is true. And I would appreciate his consideration. And he just looked at me and he said, "Watch your speed." And that was it.
You tried to make the argument that like double jeopardy applies to being pulled over for traffic tickets. You should have been a lawyer.
Well, you missed your calling. But you see, under the circumstance, and probably what's developed as the host of a radio program and being on the air as long as I have, I've learned how to think quickly, or maybe I've been gifted. And I'm thankful for this. One of the many things I'm thankful for is I have a quick mind. And those are the sorts of things that happen. Although I've never been some circumstances that I have found myself in where it involves somebody that I'm really close to and I don't want to disappoint them, when I have been in situations where I didn't really want to be and I was not... I'm being evasive
What are you trying to say? You lost me. Just be honest. It's a show of honesty.
Sometimes there have been circumstances in which I have been thought to have done things that I didn't do, but I didn't have a good, quick response.
So you've been accused of something.
Someone thought you were cheating, and you're like, no, I wasn't cheating.
I don't know about that. Just anything that comes from that.
Sounds like cheating, Jen.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well, it wasn't, but that's where people's minds go, interestingly
enough. Well, it's because you're being cagey, sir.
Well, no, it's because I don't know how to respond quickly to those sorts of things, whereas in other circumstances, I do know how to do, to respond.
I wonder if your logic, your explanation to the police officer, I was already pulled over once for this, so you can just go home. Does that work for, like, murder? Does that work for, the guy got me in the last town. Yep, I know. My bad. Right. I already murdered someone. You can't get me twice. I get it. I mean, how dumb was he? I mean, that's... That just seems ridiculous.
Remember the story? Officer, my wife ran off with a policeman last year. When he was trying to get away from the policeman. I was afraid you were bringing her back. Do you remember that story?
Huh? No, but
yeah. It was a joke. It was fun. Yeah.
Right. I should have probably thought about that one. But I think what I'm saying is that my mind works when I'm in a circumstances where I guess I felt comfortable and okay with that because it was something that really did happen. And I was not interested in having another and the circumstance that I was in, I was doing, both times I was pulled over. I was doing more than 90. But this car, really, man, I'll tell you something. I feel
blame
very
the car.
Comfortable. I'm not really blame. You're responsible for what you do. There's no question about that.
Well, it's a good thing that a police officer doesn't listen to the show because it was only about a month or so ago you actually said on the air, well, now that I'm getting older, I think I want to start driving faster. Remember that, Jen?
I do.
We were like, that's not something that usually goes together. You did make that declaration, and now you got clocked at 94.
I did, yeah. And I know because my friend has had a string of tickets that because she has a heavy foot, too, and under the circumstances, she has to be careful. I haven't had a ticket for years.
Can't you lose your license from having a bunch of speeding tickets?
I think it's three here, if I'm not mistaken. But you can kind of, sometimes, there are ways. If you get a good lawyer, there are always ways out of it.
Can you imagine you without a license driving this?
Oh, my gosh.
I did actually lose my
crazy.
License. That was one of the things I was looking at in this pile of papers here. I actually did lose my license in one state, but because I have licenses for more than one state, it didn't make any difference. So,
well, now you can't do stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, you can. I have licenses from two states.
Really?
Yeah.
The things that you admit on the air.
What state? I have
the crimes that you admit to.
But I will tell you, I do not have a license from either California or Massachusetts. All right, so.
It's Arizona. Yeah.
To further complicate things, right?
Although the police officer did say, well, because one of my licenses has my Massachusetts address on it, but it's from a different state.
But do you, shuffle them like a deck of cards and just tell them to pick one?
Which one do you have? take a card, any card.
Right.
Which one? The guy says to me quizzically when he looks at my license, he says, so which is it? How is it that you have a license from this state, but it has your Massachusetts address on it? I said, I don't know. I just gave them, they asked me for my address when I applied for the license, and I gave it to them, and they gave me a license. So.
Wow.
Anyway.
Working the system by Doug Steffen.
Well, you know what? That's the system is there to be worked. This really is. The system is, it's like lawyers who, when the tax code is changed, tax lawyers and accountants have already got it figured out how to get around whatever it is that supposedly, the headlines are always, loophole eliminated from tax code. It's just a challenge for the good lawyers and accountants to figure out how to get around it. And most of the time they do quite well. So, anyway, have I probably enough of true... Actually, what I wanted to do here, I was going to give you an opportunity to show how smart you were. I was just talking about how quick my mind was. But I have a series of letters together, and I'm going to give them to you, and I'm going to see if you can figure out in the time that we have. We'll do a couple of commercials. This is a word scramble. All right, everybody ready? You can do this at home. I'm going to have the ladies try to figure out. Here are the letters. You ready?
We're ready.
Do we have to write this down?
You do what you want. If you want to participate, if you don't, and you want to be a stick in the mud, you don't have to write it down. You can ignore this.
I want to do it. That's why I'm asking if this requires writing it down.
It probably is a good idea to write it down.
Okay, then.
I suggest that it is. X P E N O S S I E R. All right, put those words together for the word, and you'll get lots of credit from me. X-P-E-N, the audience will think you're very smart, too. X-P-E-N-O-S-S-I-E-R. Those words, when put in the right order, spell a word. What? There's no word as expensive, sir.
The X is the one that throws you off.
And now, not if you think about it for a second.
Okay. X-P-E- experiences?
Close. All right. Yeah, just work on it a little bit.
Yeah.
I will have a couple of moments for you to think it through, yeah, but that's pretty close. E-X-P-E-N-O-S-S-I-E-R. People at home are trying to figure it out as well. The answer coming up in a moment. Plus, which of these four, the final four teams, do you want to win the national title up next year on the DJD Experience?
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, 5-ream cases of Staples multi-purpose paper are just $9.99.
All my hats, and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now 5-ream cases of Staples multi-purpose paper are just $9.99. In-store only, limit 2 per customer, plus tax where applicable. Ends 4/1/17.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5656 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5656.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yassa, 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 19 half of the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The letters again are E-N-O-S-S-I-E-R-X-P. All right. Who wants to take the first shot at what the word is?
Well, I think I figured
Jennifer
it out.
Got it.
Yeah, do you want me to...
Yes,
me
I do.
To, okay,
yes.
It's expression.
Expression, that is correct. Expression, the word scramble. This is just good to sort of keep you in the same mode that we were in, talking about having quick minds and working your mind and making it work better for you. This is a great way to do it. It's like crossword puzzles, that sort of thing. They're very good for stimulating your mind. And believe it or not, and this comes from knowing a lot about how Superbeats works, the act of making your brain work does attract blood into your brain. Your brain needs blood in order to think, because your brain is mostly liquid, and it needs the blood. So when you're thinking more, it brings more blood, thus you are healthier in your brain. Okay?
That's it makes sense, yeah. I used to do crosswords all the time. I love them, but I have been so busy lately, I haven't had any time to do that.
All right, which of the final four teams do you want? We have Gonzaga, North Carolina, Oregon, and South Carolina, right?
I'm going with my family state of North Carolina.
Okay. All right,
and
there's one for North Carolina.
Yeah,
what about
North
you,
Carolina.
What about you? You're going South Carolina, Victoria?
No, we need North Carolina for Lewis's bracket.
Oh, so North Carolina's two for North Carolina. All right, Carol, what
about
you?
I'm going Oregon all the way.
Oregon. All right, so Gonzaga out. It should be with that name. South Carolina out. So there we go. Our winners are North Carolina and Oregon. Let's see how that holds. 21 after the hour on the DJB Experience.
Our Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey Water Filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey Water Filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey Water Filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
I think I've been reminded of that a number of times, haven't I, Victoria? Pharrell is his name, and Pharrell is a cat.
Right.
You have
his
been.
Life story has inspired a new movie musical. The project will reunite Fox Studios with Pharrell Williams, who produced the hit Hidden Figures. He was one of the people behind the story. This new movie is called Atlantis, a musical that's being described as a Romeo and Juliet-style story inspired by Pharrell's childhood in Virginia Beach. Producers say the public's interest in La La Land gave them the push. You know, whenever anybody does something like this, they always spoil it by doing a number three more movies of the same thing, and it never works.
Same disaster movies.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
And I think La La Land was so unique.
Yes.
But although I give Pharrell props, though, I don't think he's going to be a part of anything that isn't going to be great. I mean, he pretty much, everything he touches turns to gold.
Well, he's going to be one of the producers on the project. He comes from Virginia Beach, Virginia. He's had a notable career as a singer and a music producer. Actually, he's won 10 Grammys, produced soul records, hip-hop records, R&B music for a lot of the top recording artists. He's got a good ear.
Oh, yeah, he does.
The lead vocalist with the band Nerd. What does that stand for? It's got to be something.
NERD, I think they just, I don't remember what it actually.
They don't call themselves Nerd?
No. I don't remember what it stood for.
Uh-huh.
I kind of was, yeah, I listened to him more with as solo stuff.
Yeah. He released a solo album, In My Mind and Girl. That was a couple of years ago. So this is new for him. So he's done a lot of, he's like a lot of these people who have some exposure and popularity when it comes to this kind of music, but they make a lot more money. There's much more money in writing. Like, I've had this conversation with Justin Hayworth, who's the lead singer of the Moody Blues. You know, they've been singing the same songs on the road for years and years and years and years and years.
Right.
And he'll come up with new songs for himself. But where he really makes his money is to, he scores music for movies and TV shows. And that's what some of them who get, it's quiet. You know, it's not like it's well known, but it's very profitable.
Yeah.
So, you guys have to have a musical mind. And certainly Williams, I think, fits into that category.
Plus, as a judge on The Voice, or a mentor or whatever, as on The Voice, he's been great. And he's worked with, he just did a song with, I think, Little Big Town. Or Lady Antebellum, one of those country groups like that. He just had, they have a hit now that he just wrote for them.
Yeah. The new restaurant, the Carter, opens. Jay-Z and Beyonce are on the menu. There's a new bar in Australia launched this past week, and the theme is Beyonce and Jay-Z, called The Carter, inspired by hit albums from the two of them, in addition to works by Kanye West, Notorious Big, B.I.G., and others. The Carter features a Renaissance-style theme inspired by Jay-Z and Kanye West's album Watch the Throne. So I have no connection to this whatsoever. Tell me about this, Victoria, will you?
Well, if it's a bar or restaurant, and if it was in New York or Vegas or in L.A., I think it would be hugely popular. So obviously this is somebody who just really loves all things Jay-Z and Beyonce and Kanye, I guess. It's kind of interesting to have a theme restaurant based on that.
Yeah. It is. But you know what? This goes back to being clever and quick-minded and stuff, things that we were talking about this past half hour. And the fact that there are people who are as creative, they're wonderfully creative minds. And the fact that we reward them, I think, is important. Because people who have a quick mind have ideas that sell. Good. That's great. We need people like that. So they ought to be rewarded. 28 past the hour.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist, Helen Kriebel.
Do you need a license to reupholster a chair? In 7 states, you can pay a hefty fine if you don't have one. 50 years ago, less than 5% of American workers were required to have a state license to perform their jobs legally. Today, nearly 30% of workers need a license. We can understand if there is a safety issue, as with electricians or doctors, but what is the public interest in requiring licenses for hairstylists, auctioneers, or interior designers? In some states, hair braiding requires 32 hours of training. Looking through the lens of liberty, Americans should not need government's permission to do their jobs. What if you needed a license to walk your own dog or braid your own daughter's hair? It's coming.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's B-E-N-E.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Sound of the DJB Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. And you can follow us on Facebook. I feel very energetic today, Victoria. Lots of
really
energy. I'm very blessed that that's normally the way I am. I think sometimes the stuff like Super Beats helps, and I consume them. Exercise invigorates me, and I think that I've done more of it in the last year or so than I've done through much of my life. Maybe it's because I don't want my body to go down that same road, and I say this to everybody lovingly. As you get a little older, if you don't have a lot of muscle holding your skeleton together, you will head down that slippery slope fast, man. You can almost, I can see it with my friends. We're having a class reunion for my class at Heidelberg, and I've become, there's a Facebook page for them and us. And so I've been, I got on it, and I've been looking at some of the people that I went to school with. And I say this, please don't take it the wrong way, but I am proud of what people say, because I haven't changed that much. I mean, you look at the picture that we posted on Facebook, what was it, about a month ago of me in 1972 at a radio station doing mornings, and then after that we posted something from my trip to Israel last December. And in terms of my face, my hair is a different color, but I still got most of my hair. And I think my energy level and the fact that I exercise and I have a good outlook on things, is there stress in my life? Hell yes. And has it bothered me? Yep. But fortunately, it hasn't taken its toll on me, other than that business that I told you about with regard to my heart and the little, that little, you know, section of the heart that reacts to stress or heartbreak or whatever, and also shows a need for more protein, those sorts of things. But with more exercise, the thing that I find the biggest energy sapper, and I wonder if we talk to Victoria Bullis, who is our intuitive. She's here. Victoria, are you there? All right, she's coming. So I want to talk with her, and maybe about this with you, Victoria. How much fear there is in your life, how much worry. I have some people that I know. Someone who's in Florida has a condo that was damaged from leaking water from the condo above. In other words, it's a, I think it's a six-story building. I'm trying to remember it specifically. Mm-hmm. It's Singer Island in Palm Beach County. And so the building is an older building, and somebody up above, the toilet let go or something, and, yeah, what a mess.
I know.
So this condo and this the unit that this person is in had just been remodeled. So it's, you know, like destroyed. So the insurance issues are on the top of this person's mind, legal threats, because this is really, it's sad, it's tough. But yeah, this person is healthy and gainfully employed, has lots of friends, and yeah, this happened, but you know what, worrying about it isn't going to fix it, and she knows that. So she said, okay, I have these problems, and I know they could be stressful, but I'm not going to worry about it. And then, in fact, everything was taken care of. The insurance took care of some. The other person said, you know what, this was my fault, and so I'll take care of whatever the insurance doesn't care, doesn't pay. Well, it wasn't your, he said it wasn't your fault. It wasn't really his fault either. It's just one of those things. But he stood up and did the right thing, and you know, he got a new kitchen out of it, that sort of thing.
Right.
And so when you let worry and fear sap your energy, oftentimes the outcome is not as strong or as good as it could be if you let, I don't want to say nature take its course, but if you don't worry about things just because you don't, worrying in and of itself is so destructive. And if you just work at fixing the problem. And now, so do we have Victoria now, Kara? What's going on with the Victoria?
Well,
we can't find her.
Today seems to be a day where nobody wants to answer their phone.
Oh, okay. So we don't have Victoria. All right, so we'll keep moving. But I suggest that to you as a lesson, in a sense. You know, I talk a lot about, because I used to be very much concerned, and I still to a point do. I mean, there's still a certain amount of worry and fear, because that's, but I've said this for you, fear-based, but anybody who makes judgments or decisions based on fear, always making the wrong, they're always making the wrong decision. Because fear-based decisions are going to be not what will end up being the best thing for you.
Yeah, well, you're not at your best if you start from a place of fear.
No.
You know, I mean, you can't make the right decision about anything. And, no, you know, you're just, you're not thinking clearly if you're coming from a place of fear. So, yeah I mean, I agree with you. It's hard to, I mean, we all have some fears about certain things, you know.
I
mean, obviously, you know, that your friend, when the flood happened, your friend was probably worried, okay, well, do I, you know, can I cover it if the insurance company decides that they don't want to pay for it? And, you know, and things like that. That's not necessarily, I would say, fear. I guess that would be concern or maybe worry. But, yeah, I don't, I mean, some people are just afraid of so many things and it makes no sense to
me. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, makes you nuts, actually.
But then other people say that, you know, I live my life in a sort of fearless way, and I kind of have always been that way ever since I was a kid. So I guess it's hard for me to relate to people who come from a place of fear.
You know what? I think what actually happens is a philosophical thing, but I believe that because you had a lot of support as a child, you were given the security that a lot of people don't have, me being one of them. I didn't have any security when I was a kid. And I think you grow up and you either learn it or you're going to make fear-based decisions through most of your life. I just think that that's the way it is.
Yeah.
I see the former president of Penn State, this guy Graham Spanier, was found guilty on charges of child endangerment from how he handled the complaints when Jerry Sandusky, the pedophile, was going through all of that stuff.
They all knew.
They took,
all
of course
knew.
They did. Yeah.
I mean, it's just disgusting.
Paterno died, so he got out of it. He was up to his Mickey in it. And Sandusky, of course. So this guy now will be, he could go to jail for 5 years, probably won't. He'll pay a $10,000 fine, which the school probably will pay out of their insurance fund.
But $10,000? That's nothing. You've ruined lives. See, you covered up, like, life-ruining instances. Like, ugh, it's disgusting.
The thing that really is amazing about this, and the denial, and back to what we talk about all the time about these college students that rape these girls and get away with it, and here's this guy who is doing the same thing to some of the students. The state of Pennsylvania, because it owns Penn State, has paid $60 million. $60 million taxpayer dollars to the victims of Sandusky's abuse. Mm. And it could have been fixed because this guy knew it, Paterno knew it, plenty of people knew it. But they didn't want to speak out because they didn't want to be seen in disfavor with the ruling party, if you will, the ruling fiat, which is all sports all the time at these
goon-based
colleges.
It is. Sports. That's all they care about.
That is all they care about.
Selling tickets and
helping,
you know,
the alumni support our...
Yep.
That's
it.
Yeah. Pretty disgusting stuff. All right. Let's make a moment or two for a couple of other announcements, and then we continue on here with a way Victoria lives in the city. Those of you who live in a city versus living in the country, is there an upside to city living? We'll find out in a moment. 44 after the hour on the DJV Experience.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave, but you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 0808 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's harrys.com, code 0808.
Tasty the tomatoes. For health, flavor, and freshness, try new Tasty Lee tomatoes. They are vine-ripened with up to 50% more lycopene than other brands. And they are certified by the American Heart Association as a heart-healthy, check-marked food. For a healthy, happy life, try sweet, juicy, garden-fresh Tasty Lee tomatoes. Time for some great basketball games, and great games need great snacks. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes for a healthy, delicious snack for your armchair athletes. How about a tasty cheese panini or a classic tasty club? Your family will love them. For more fresh ways to go, visit tastylee.com.
Tasty Lee tomatoes. Ask for them by name at your favorite grocery store.
There's more fresh ways to go. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes.
Tasty Lee. We'll leave it on the vine for you.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
45 past the hour now in the DJV experience. So, Victoria, you have not always lived in a city, correct? You came from sort of suburban New Jersey, moved into the city. There's a study out today suggesting living in a big city can be exhausting. But also finds that living in a city can help make you look at life differently. Take the long view, as it were. This means that you are less focused on the immediate and more future-focused. It could be because population density forces you to compete for resources. And then the result of that is people have more, they place more value on things like education, how to raise children properly. So, you know, I've always thought, frankly, prior to this, that raising a child in a city isn't as good because I grew up in the country and that's what I think is healthy and good. But what this brings me around to thinking is that there's good in all of these circumstances. Understanding, you know, that, you know, you can make, it's what you make of the opportunities, I think, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, one of the interesting things I've noticed, my best friend has a son who just turned six, or will turn six soon. And he, it's amazing to me how much of a focus there is, and it kind of reminds me of your daughter Megan with your grandson Miles. Yeah. There's such a focus, because he lives here in Manhattan, there's such a focus on being outdoors, being at the playground, play dates with friends that are outdoors, and getting out of the apartment, and going to museums, and all kinds of activities, and playing sports. And I just feel like Jake is going to grow up as a kid who's, he's, you know, no TV watching, there's, you know, no devices, he doesn't have a smartphone, and, you know, I think he may end up growing up like a more well-adjusted kid, or like how you and I grew up in suburbia, where you can run around and you're riding your bikes everywhere. And I think a lot of city parents know that there is a hindrance to living in the city and raising city kids, so they try extra hard to make sure that they compensate for that. And I think in the long run, city kids maybe might end up not having as much screen time as suburban kids.
Well, let's keep our finger keep our fingers crossed on that one.
Yeah.
All right, quick television report. You'll have to help me with this. The Tina Fey comedy Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, yeah, on Netflix.
There's a bunch of guest stars. Now, you're watching this. Laura Dern, Ray Liotta, Andrea Martin, people coming in. What is this show about? I don't know the show.
It's a comedy. It's very funny. Yeah. It's about three girls who were kidnapped by, like, a fake preacher, and he's been keeping them underground, and then they live in a bunker, and he's told them that it was an apocalypse and that they're the only people who survive. And
God,
the preacher,
who comes up with these storylines?
This was Tina Fey, and the preacher is played by John Hamm, and so it's a really funny, ridiculous show. And then what happens is they get rescued from the bunker, and then they're put on the Today Show, and Matt Lauer was on it, and then they get makeovers, and then they're thrust into this new world where they haven't seen the daylight or how society has changed since, like, 1999. Good. And it's very, very funny seeing how Kimmy adjusts to now living in Manhattan.
All right, what's on TV tonight that's good?
Tonight we've got The Flash, The Voice is new, on NBC, and, there's also, I don't know, have you seen this new show, Trial and Error? It's on NBC at 9 o'clock tonight. It's a comedy. Have you seen that with John Lithgow?
I like John Lithgow. I've not seen it though. I'm not usually around at 9 o'clock, but I might check it out if I'm back
tonight.
It's
very, very quirky and funny. And also, Bones, the final chapter, is 9 p.m. on Fox.
Yeah. All right. 10 before the hour.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Recognize this movie music. This is from Jurassic Park, The Lost World. Anybody you recognize? I know Chuck is going to recognize it. Cause
is it Jurassic World?
No, it's The Lost World, Jurassic Park, the Part 2 with Jeff Goldblum.
Oh.
And Vince Vaughn, whose birthday today. A lot of people don't realize Vince Vaughn was one of the main stars in The Lost World. That was the first time I think I've seen him on film. In The Lost World back in 90, I think it was 96.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't remember him even being in it.
I don't
even remember. He played the cameraman, Nick Van Owen, in that movie.
Okay.
Played it straight.
Got it.
I don't get his appeal. Vince Vaughn never has appeal. I don't see anything about him. Maybe he's a nice guy, but as far as being an attractive actor that would bring people to the theater to see something or watch him on television, I don't see that.
He's kind of a one-note guy in a sense. But if you like that fast-talking kind of, you know, sarcastic, quippy kind of humor, I mean, that's what he's the best at. Like in Swingers and Wedding Crashers.
His claim to fame initially was a movie called Swingers he did with Jean Favreau back in 96. He did Lost World in 97. Then he did the movie Psycho, a straight remake of the Alfred Hitchcock horror classic. He played Norman Bates. That was in 98. And then he started doing comedies, and he hit big, Wedding Crashers, movies like that. And then sort of his audience started to dissipate, and then he did HBO's True Detective season 2 to try to do something a little bit different. Now he's doing more serious fare. He was just in Hacksaw Ridge, the Mel Gibson-directed war film. And then going forward, he's got a lot of more dramatic parts lined up. So he's trying to reinvent himself in his late 40s. I actually like him. I think he's a talented guy.
I think he should give thanks to the heavens above that he's got a career. Hi, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, with some more movie news in a moment. 56 past the hour.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of Opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, so Chucker.
Yeah,
I'm reading an overview or review of the Trainspotting movie that's coming. I think is it this weekend it comes out?
No, it's been out limited. I think they have it in about 100 to 200 screens.
What the heck is the appeal to that? I didn't get it before, and I sure don't get it now.
I know the original. I'm not that familiar with the original. I guess it's a movie where people take some heavy drugs. It's got a huge cult following. They made a sequel many years later, and the per screen average is pretty good. So it certainly has at least a solid limited audience in the theaters.
All right,
it's funny that Ewan McGregor has Trainspotting 2 and Beauty and the Beast right now, which just could not be more different.
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone currently filming the sequel to Escape Plan. That movie was didn't do very well in the U.S., but did very well overseas. No,
that
Arnold
was with Schwarzenegger, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
on a ship.
It was. Yeah. Their first pairing on film. No Arnold this time around. Dave Bautista, who was really good in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, co-stars with Stallone.
Why couldn't they get Stallone, I wonder?
Arnold? I don't know. I don't think he wanted to do it. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, Stallone actually has a part in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which comes out in about a month.
God love the guy. He's still at it. All right, Chuck Curry, you can follow him at Poseidon72. Listen to his weekly podcast, Movie Maniacs, on iTunes and Audioboom.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.